My colleague Aaron Keene from WFPL News is back this Thursday for our weekly segment on what's going on in the arts right here in Louisville. Welcome back, Aaron.
Thanks for having me, Daniel.
So what's our first pick for today?
Well, the Flyover Film Festival is in full swing right now. That's the Louisville Film Society's annual festival. And, you know, I like this film festival because they bring in so many different types of films that some of them have a local tie. Some of them are really burning up the festival circuit right now. So it's always a nice way to kind of pause in the middle of the summer and see, like, what are the films that are just now starting to attract some buzz? Most of the films are being screened at the Clifton Center this year. Thursday night, Friday night, all day Saturday, and all day Sunday. So if you go to flyoverfilmfestival.org, you can see the full schedule. Lots of documentaries, lots of short films, and feature films as well. Mm-hmm. And on Sunday, there's a film that was shot here in Louisville called City Strays, directed by a Louisvillian, Michael Sharif. And it's about two childhood friends who reunite during their, like, quarter-life crisis time here in Louisville, trying to find a lost dog.
Oh, was it shot here?
Yeah.
Oh, great. So that's this weekend, starting Thursday and running through Sunday, right?
Well, yeah, it actually started Wednesday night. So so it's happening right now, and it runs, yeah, through Sunday evening.
Okay, that's the Flyover Film Festival. What's next?
Well, Savage Rose Classical Theater Company, you know, often puts on Shakespeare, lots of Elizabethan, Restoration era plays, all the way back to the ancient Greeks. But they are dipping their toes into the 20th century with this is the last weekend of American Classic One Acts. It's a bill of one act plays. There's three of them. Tennessee Williams is 27 Wagons Full of Cotton, mm-hmm. which the film Baby Doll was adapted from. William Saroyan's Hello Out There, a little jailhouse drama, and Pendleton King's Cocaine. This is the most interesting one because Pendleton King basically wrote one play, and it was a one act. And then he went away to World War One, mm-hmm. and survived the war, but came back and died tragically of pneumonia after rescuing two women from drowning.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah, he was a secret rich guy. He was an heir to a big fortune in Augusta, Georgia, but moved to New York and kind of kept it quiet, and wrote this play about this very gritty, very naturalistic one-act play about cocaine addicts in New York in 1916, which I did not realize that cocaine was a big issue in 1916, but apparently enough of one. So that's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at the Mex Theater at the Kentucky Center.
Okay, great. And that's the Savage Rose Classical
Theater Company.
All right.
Yes.
And now for a special online-only bonus edition, we get to hear about some very interesting art happening at JCC.
Yeah, the Jewish Community Center has an art gallery, if you didn't know, the Patio Gallery. It's located right off of their main entrance where the front desk is. So they frequently have exhibits there. And the show that's opening this weekend is called Parallels. And the curator for this show paired emerging Louisville artists, younger artists, with members of the fairly established group of visual artists that exhibits a lot at JCC and meets there a lot. So, you know, the way that they, the show is themed around cosmopolitan localism. So a local, you know, I guess kind of a local feel, but also with like a broader worldview.
Okay.
Interpret that however you like.
Okay.
And there's 2D pieces, there's sculptures. It's a pretty interesting approach because each artist started a piece and then passed them back to the curator, and then she sort of parceled them out to somebody else to finish. Mm-hmm. So each artist kind of came in on the front end and then on the second half of a piece of visual art.
So these are co-creations by two different artists, and the final work is what you'll see at Parallels.
Right, right. And it's a collaboration, but they didn't work together necessarily.
Oh, I see.
So there's lots of elements of surprise there, you know, when artists come and see like what happened to their piece once it was finished, or what direction their, you know, their piece was taken in afterwards.
I would be curious to hear what their reactions would be to the, you know, would it be surprise? Would it be dismay that, you know, maybe they shattered a pot that they had, you know, created or something? I don't know.
You know, I just talked to one of the artists this morning, and she was pretty delighted just to see, you know, that element of surprise is something that visual artists encounter when, you know, or any artist encounters in their own creation process. But I think it's maybe sort of doubly so when they like send their piece out into the world and then it comes back to them finished, but also you know, taken in a direction that they would not necessarily have
taken it. It's sort of like the exquisite corpse, you know, exercise in a way.
Exactly.
But that doesn't happen a lot in the art world, in any medium that I can think of. So, fascinating.
Yeah, there's an opening reception is Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the JCC.
Okay. Erin Keene from WFPL News, the arts and humanities reporter extraordinaire. Thank you as always.
Thanks for having me.